This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Cyprus on the first leg of his three-nation tour. He was warmly received at Larnaca International Airport by Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulidis, marking the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to the country in over two decades. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Shortly after his arrival, Prime Minister travelled to Lamassos, where he received a rousing welcome from the Indian community. Prime Minister Modi and President Christodoulidis are scheduled to participate in a business roundtable shortly, bringing together key Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs to explore new avenues of cooperation, trade, investment and innovation. Tomorrow, the two leaders will hold formal bilateral talks in Nicosia, covering a wide range of areas including education, digital partnerships and regional security. Discussions will also touch on global developments such as the India-EU partnerships and the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The Prime Minister's visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in his honour at the Presidential Palace before his departure to Canada for the G7 summit. Rajadurai, Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. In the final leg of his tour, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia on the 18th of this month. In the wake of a tragic helicopter crash near Gaurikund in Uttarakhand, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has directed the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, to enforce strict safety protocols for helicopter operations in sensitive areas like Kedarnath Valley. The ministry stressed that passengers' safety is non-negotiable and warned operators against flying in unsafe weather or violating operational rules. To ensure further safety, all helicopter services in the region will be halted for 2 days. The Uttarakhand Civil Aviation Development Authority, UCADA, has been instructed to conduct a thorough review of all helicopter operators and pilots before flights resume. An investigation by the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, is underway. Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, held an emergency meeting with officials from various agencies. As a result, RN Aviation's Char Dham Yatra operations have been suspended. The licenses of two pilots from Trans Bharat Aviation who were found flying under similar hazardous conditions have been suspended for 6 months. In Maharashtra, a tragic incident occurred in Kundmala, located in the Mawal region of Pune, where a bridge over the Indrayani River collapsed. According to preliminary reports, some tourists are feared to have drowned in the incident. 4 deaths have been confirmed so far. 6 people are reported to be seriously injured, while 38 individuals have been rescued. A compensation of 5 lakh rupees each has been announced by the state government for the families of the deceased. In the Ahmedabad plane crash in Gujarat, the process from DNA sampling to matching is going on continuously for 24 hours at Gandhinagar Forensic Science Laboratory. A total of 250 blood samples have been taken from the relatives of the passengers and local residents so far. Out of these, 62 DNA samples have been matched and 35 bodies have been handed over to the families of the deceased. Now, only samples of the relatives of 3 passengers are yet to be taken. These relatives are currently living in the United Kingdom and the samples will be given in the next 2 to 3 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Principal Secretary P.K. Mishra today visited the plane crash site to take stock of the situation. He also visited the hostel mess. A day of state mourning has been declared in Gujarat tomorrow as a tribute to former Chief Minister Vijay Rupani. The last rites of late Vijay Rupani will be performed tomorrow evening with full state honours. The Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory today saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy and avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. Iran announced today that its attacks on Israel will cease if Israel halts its military campaign against the Islamic Republic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.